Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Thanks.
Mahatab, will you take some photos of us?
Of course. Are you ready?
Mataj, tell me, where on earth have you been, girl? You left everything just to take pictures?
Sorry.
Ah, get on, move on. Taking pictures.
Where's Layla?
Layla?
You've come in here to cry. Look what I found in Saba's bag. You can find every kind of pill for depression in here. This is the hell Mehran made for my Saba. That's it. No more. I won't let her take these anymore.
Layla, my dear, this child has been taking these for some time. She can't just stop taking them all at once. I'm sure she'll get better now that she's with you. Now get up, let's go out. Everyone's waiting for you.
I could eat her.
Come on,
she looked just like you when you were a child.
Mr. Karimi, please come here.
Haji sir, please come here.
How are you, Mashrahim?
A photo of the two of you, just like the old one.
I had to show her one of those old photos so she would trust me.
And I'll be the photographer for your next ceremony.
What do you mean, our next ceremony?
It's obvious. A marriage ceremony.
Mahatab, dear, thanks for all your trouble. You'll be late.
I talked to Bahram. I have no intention of going home anytime soon. Are you ready? Please smile.
Excuse me. Give me a moment, please. I'm so happy to see you all happy again, after such a very long time.
This happiness is because of you. Thank you so much.
You're
Look
welcome.
At all this. Help
You're
yourselves.
Welcome. This food is in honor of Saba's return.
Thank you.
Well, you help yourself
Thank
too.
Thank you very much. We will have ours downstairs. Feel at home.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Hello, Said.
You know, me and you are very different. For one, I don't go anywhere without an invitation.
Because of that, I am always well looked after. I wish you were here.
Oh, and you have a nice house, Haj Mohsen.
What's happened, Mohsen?
It's nothing. Please go back and eat.
Well, please tell me what's happened.
Bida's gone to my house.
You mean to say you can't do anything?
I never said I couldn't do it. Making a copy of the deeds won't take more than a couple of days. What's important is how long they can last.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's obvious. The only problem with deeds that have been tampered with is the litigant, the plaintiff. When there isn't one, there's no problem. You can go sell it and get the money.
Are you talking about Sasan?
You made a mistake. You should never have put it in his name. So do you want us to have to put it in your name in another way?
What other way? What do you mean?
You and Sasan go to the registry office and put the deeds in your name. I haven't gone mad. I know how ungrateful Sasan is. If he doesn't do it the easy way, there are other ways. Huh?
Get up, my dad's here. We have to go.
Oh, about time he came.
Get up, come on already.
I want to speak to him.
What? Have you gone mad?
Yeah, ever since he made me homeless.
Hello. Saeed and that girl, are they here? I asked if Saeed and that girl are here.
I heard you. You can see that they're not here.
Oh, it seems I got here too late. The party is already over.
There wasn't a party here at all.
Well, there was food and juice and cakes. You entertained them very well. Well done.
Mosin will be very pleased.
Who are they?
Saeed and his friend. I'd better go see what's going on in the house.
Look, Farhad, I know that you being banned from buying and selling property makes it a bit tricky, but I'll do what I can.
You better go do what you said you'd do before it gets too late.
Farhad, mate, leave it to me. I have something in mind.
Later.
I never expected this of you, Marzia. And now it's your turn to turn against me? And by doing this?
Don't jump to conclusions, Mohsen. First ask, then judge.
Don't I have the right to say you are thoughtless? I bet Saeed came and said, Aunt, my dad won't do anything for me, so I'm pinning my hopes on you.
Of course, it was exactly like that.
And you felt sorry for him and thought, well, it's better to be benevolent. Why is Mohsen so hard-hearted?
No.
What do you know about that girl anyway? Do you know what her dad is? Do you know what she does?
Now I know exactly what Farhad meant when he spoke about your snap judgments, Mohsen.
Snap judgments? What?
Of course. That poor man was a victim of a snap judgment you made.
Ah. So go into the street and see who Farhad is with right now. Go on, then.
Wait, please, Mohsen. What exactly do you mean?
Farhad is drowning in his own deeds.
What are you saying?
Haven't you seen his new friend? A trickster and a con man!
I don't believe anything you say to me anymore, Mohsen.
Like I said, your days are numbered. You didn't believe me. Now you see, even your sister won't believe you. And your son doesn't take any notice either, does he?
You'd better worry about the things you get up to.
Please wait! Mohsen tells me you're friends with a con man.
Mohsen is going out of his mind. He wants to cover up what his son is doing, so he takes it out on everybody else.
His name is Mehran, and he was released from prison a few months ago.
My name is Farhad. It's not a month since I was released, either.
He's a con man who swindled Layla and his own daughter.
Uh-huh. So that's it. This is all about Layla, right? Bet you can't help it. Love is blind, isn't it?
That's enough already.
If someone chooses to jump off a cliff, then there's no point in feeling sorry for them at all.
Take a look at yourself and your own life, Mohsen. You are at the bottom of a cliff and you're trying to frighten me off? Please forgive me if I've upset you. I can only take comfort that soon this will all be over. I've ordered a van for tomorrow.
All these things are going in one van?
Sasan says his new place is very small. He can't take most of his stuff with him. There's no need to move all this old furniture with us. As soon as we solve our financial problems, I'll buy you new stuff, I promise.
Is Mehran Layla's son-in-law? Did you get to know him very well in prison? He's Sasan's friend, right? Is that the reason Layla was looking for Sasan?
So then I was right. It was Layla who came to visit her son-in-law. It took a while before Mehran started trusting me and told me about his disputes with Saba, Layla's daughter. Mehran said he wasn't prepared to go on living with Saba, but then Layla decided to get even and got the checks and promissory notes off Mehran on the pretext there was a land dispute, then threatened to use them against him. Go and see what he wants. He's here now.
Hello, Sasan.
Hello.
Farhad really loves you.
He talks a lot about you.
There isn't too much that I need you to do. I have an address that I want you to go to.
The address of a catering service. Go and see the owner and ask her this.
Ask her to come and see me once more. Maybe I can persuade her to help me get out of here.
What should I say to her?
Listen very carefully to what I have to say.
Why did Mehran want to separate from Saba?
He said she was becoming mentally unstable.
All of your attachment to us is starting to worry me.
This doesn't show even a tiny bit of the affection I have.
Mother, I am not the same girl you knew before.
Don't say things like that again.
Mother, I'm very ill, and I take medicine. Look at my hands.
You'll get better, my love. Whatever I need to do, I will.
Mother, I was alone all the time. For the past 2 years, I lived in fear and loneliness.
I won't let anything or anyone create a distance between us again.
I am frightened I'll be alone again.
My love, without you in my life, I'll die.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. How is Saba?
Good. When I see you tomorrow, I'll tell you everything. Tell me, what did you do with Said and Bita?
I'd arrived too late. They already left.
The state you were in, perhaps it was for the best.
I'm not very well as it is.
Yeah, okay. But tell me, why do you think she came to your house?
I don't know. Perhaps she decided to fight me on this.
I wanted to speak to him face to face.
So why didn't you tell me that earlier?
And why should I tell you? So you'll have another argument with him and get upset?
The thing you wanted to do would have upset both of us anyway. Otherwise, I agree. My father shouldn't have done what he did.
He does whatever he wants. He says whatever he likes. There is only one thing that is important to him, and that is to split us up.
Nah. What did my father say to your cousin?
I don't know. A pack of lies. That I'm a girl who... is just no good. What did you get out of what he said? For me to become homeless?
I just wish you told me that sooner. Where were you these last few days?
In a place that I hate, Beru's house. Said, I've never lied to you. Do you remember the first time you invited me to dinner?
Of course, how could I forget?
What did I tell you about my dad?
You said he was a brain surgeon.
You know I was joking. What did I say after that?
That he's on death row.
I wasn't lying. When my dad became unemployed, he sold our house so he could put it into business. But he didn't know how to, so he kept failing. The little that was left, he lost in gambling. My mother died. My brother became a drug addict, and I moved around.
Can you tell me what your father did exactly?
He got into a fight. And then he killed the guy.
And what happens next?
If I can't get their consent, they will hang him.
How much do they want to give their consent?
60 million. Although I scraped some of it together and gave it to them.
So whose is the house that Behrouz is living in right now?
That is the only thing that is left for us. It's in my father's name. He doesn't want to sell it.
Why?
Because he wants to die. He thinks this way he'll be paying for his crime.
Bita, did you really want to see my father?
To get back at him, but I wasn't able to.
Well, you did what you wanted to do, didn't you?
Not yet.
Well, what do you mean?
I want to ask you something.
What's that?
Could you not go home tonight?
Now listen, my father, he's not
Said,
at all...
Said, sometimes it's necessary to show adults that we are not joking, okay?
Said. Hello. Yeah, Dad is at home, but he's asleep. What's up, Said?
Listen, I'm not coming home tonight, Vahid. I'm going to a friend's house. I don't know. Goodbye.
But he's buying it for next to nothing.
Even the 200 million that he's giving you is because he trusts me.
Wait, but didn't you say the deeds will be ready in a couple of days?
All right, so wait a few more days, and I'm sure you'll find a customer. From tomorrow, Farhad will be here, and he'll sign the agreement as a witness. What do you think of that?
All right, what do you think I should
Listen
do now?
Listen to what your common sense tells you. 200 million is better than nothing, isn't it?
But even 20 million is cash.
It's as if you have no idea about the situation here. An apartment bought with stolen money, you could be landed with two court cases, and the deeds will be ready within a month.
At least tell him to give me the rest of the checks, okay?
I've already spoken to him about that. He says the moment the deeds are ready, you'll get your money. Huh? What's up? Write it down and get it over with.
Sir, excuse me.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Hello, Sasan.
Hey.
Well, if you'd called me before, I would have said don't come.
Right, and that's why I didn't call. I don't have anywhere to stay, so I thought I'd stay here for a few nights.
Sorry, sir. All the rooms are occupied at present. You should have called in advance, really.
I'm really not in the mood, Sasan.
Well, look, you can stay here for tonight. But from tomorrow, you'll have to get permission from the new resident.
Huh? So you've sold it?
You know, I'm hungry. Call for them to bring some food or something.
I need money.
How much do you need, sir? I'll write a check for you.
69 million toman.
Well, you'll sleep here tonight, and I'll deduct 20 toman from the 69 million toman and give you a check for the rest.
Instead of fooling around, tell me what you can do for me.
What is it, man? There's a smell of money in the air, and I don't have any.
You don't have any? Okay. Then settle up with me on my share of that shop. How much does it come out to?
It's not as simple as that.
What does that mean?
When a few people buy a place together, they all decide on how to sell it.
Right, but another way is for one to buy the other one's share.
Don't think about me, but if you want, I can ask Mehran for you. Come on, get up. Come on, the party's over. Let's get up.
Let me sleep, please, Sasan.
Get up. Come on. Come on,
hey,
get up.
Hey! Are you sick?
The orphanage is closing down. You're going to have to find a new place to stay.
Where shall we go?
We go? No, I go. All these streets, parks, and green expanses. The weather's good, too. You should really go. Go.
Oh, yeah, well done. They say, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
The person that said that was not homeless and out of money. The place I'm going is slightly better than a chicken pen.
Okay, then I'll be on the streets.
I'll think of something for you. In the meantime, run and get a van from the top of the road. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He didn't come home. Where do you think he's gone?
I don't know. Since last night, I've tried to contact him so many times, both with him and with the girl. They simply don't answer.
Well, a relative's house, acquaintance, or his friend?
When things like this happened before, he would go to Reza's house. But they're away on holiday. My guess is he must be with Sasan.
Let me contact him.
Hello. Hello, Layla. Where am I? I'm in the street. Last night I slept somewhere. There's nothing left to say. Just let me say something to you, though. You behaved just like my father. I congratulate you on your mutual understanding. Okay, if you insist, we can talk. No, I'm not in the mood now. I'll call you later and we'll talk. Goodbye. Van!
You know, since Saba came back, I keep on asking myself how much I'm to blame for what happened.
Are you talking about me?
Both you and me.
Why are you laughing?
Saeed just congratulated me on the similarities he sees between me and you. He's right. I made a lot of mistakes.
Why didn't you do everything to prevent Sabah's rebellion? Didn't you object to her marrying that guy?
Yes, but by sulking, not with love.
Hello. How are you, Mr. Karimi? How is Saeed?
Hello.
Excuse me, Miss Layla. I'm going to order the door. If you don't mind, keep an eye on the till. Goodbye.
It all started with an accident. I was informed that Saba had had an accident with a car. They took her to hospital. I don't know how I got to the hospital so fast. Fortunately, she only had a small leg injury. That was the first time I saw Mehran. He paid for the hospital fees and took us home. But already the next day, he turned up again.
So Mehran's comings and goings started from here, is that right?
Yeah. Less than 2 months later, Saba said she had fallen in love with Mehran and wanted to marry him. My Saba was only 16 years old, meaning she had 2 years left before finishing high school.
You don't think that accident was a plan as well?
Everything was a plan. He introduced himself as an architect who commuted between Tehran and different towns. They saw each other for 2 months after the accident. Saba hid this information from me. Saba started to insist, and I objected. At that time, I only had a problem with Mehran's age. We didn't know anything about him. Then Saba started lashing out and stopped studying. And then I punished her. I didn't speak to her for a few months. We wouldn't talk to each other, but none of this had any effect. I opened my eyes and I realized that I had to agree to their marriage.
Yes?
This time you answered. Because you didn't recognize the number.
Are you worried about your child? I bet you weren't able to sleep all night.
So you're thinking about causing trouble?
For myself?
No, of course not. Causing trouble for you.
Don't worry.
From now on, you will know what it means to be desolate.
Hello? Hello?
You stay here till I get back. Hello, Dad.
Hello.
Do you have a minute for me?
I thought that you would come to help us.
Okay, I'll help out as well. Hello, Mother.
Hello.
Did you talk to Dad?
I spoke to him for your sake, but I felt terrible.
Come on, Mom.
I never imagined your life would start out in this way. Nima, if you say one more word, I'll burst into tears.
All right, okay, Mother. Whatever you say. Just for God's sake, don't cry.
Speak to him yourself, then.
Father, listen, me and Zori have made up our minds. We're going to the north. to a villa of one of Zora's relatives. Mom told you we don't want a wedding ceremony or anything like it. We just want to start our life together, you know.
What happened?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
I mean he just refuses to listen to what I have to say. There's no point, Zori. And you know I won't be able to travel without my dad's permission. Where are you going?
I want to go and try my luck.
For God's sake, come and sit in the car. This idea was a mistake from the beginning.
Don't worry about it. Hello, Mom.
Hello, Zora, dear. Are you okay?
Thanks, and you?
Yes, thank God.
Mom, where is Farhad?
Zora, please just let it be.
Did you want something?
Hello. I know you don't like me so much. At first, I thought it was because of Uncle Mohsen. But after I thought no, it's because of me.
I'm glad you've realized this.
Listen, Father. I know I might not be the best choice for Nima. If you had been here and not gone, this chance would have been someone else's. But now me and him are engaged. I don't think that our mistakes are just so many that this bond has to be broken forever. Listen, Dad, I was wrong. My behavior was childish. I spoke very badly to you. Forgive me. I am pleading with you. If you accept me as your daughter-in-law, I promise the relationship between me and you will be like father and daughter.
But only for Marzia's sake. You should both take care of each other. Marzia, please do me a favor and call a cab.
Listen, when you've got everything together, give me a call.
But where are you going?
I'm gonna hand over the apartment and go to the boutique. Just don't lose the keys, and don't have a copy of the keys made either.
What kind of person says that?
Come on.
Give us the address of your new place.
Yeah, okay, sure, but the thing is, I don't know the name of the street and the number of the house yet. But I'll get it for you, don't worry.
But you haven't taken anything with you.
Whatever there is, it belongs to you.
I told you before, his new place is very small, and whatever he wants, he can come and take, whenever.
All right, and these keys are for you.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can do?
Take care of yourself.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You've done a good
Thanks
job.
Thanks very much.
Here's your money. I've counted it all.
God bless. Thanks a lot.
Count it.
That's right.
Cheers. Thanks. Hello. Hi, Vita. Where are you? What do you mean? What are you doing that you can't talk?
I'm busy right now. I will call you later. No, bye for now. Is there anything else?
No, it's okay. Take care of yourself.
Where on earth have you been?
I'm here now, aren't I?
Didn't you say you'd be at the arcade an hour ago?
Yes, my friend at the door kept talking. He wouldn't stop.
Do you know how long that poor guy has been waiting here?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. The weather was hot. We had a flat tire. It took some time. Shada, give me the keys. There you are.
Thank you very much. God willing, good will come of this.
Okay, good will come out of it, but it seems you've forgotten something, huh?
What?
He gave the check to me.
Oh, sir, congratulations. Thank you very much. Shada, let's go outside. Goodbye.
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 I'm going to get the dollars now. Give me the check, too, so I can cash it.
Okay, then. What happened to the apartment?
I sold it. Sit down a minute. Hello? Hey, dude, what's up? Cheers, cheers. Right. Are you going home?
Yeah.
I'll go and get the dollars. Give me the check.
I've changed my mind. I'll go and phone from home and ask them to bring them. If you want, give me your money. I'll get yours too.
What's this? Don't you trust me?
Why wouldn't I trust you? How much did you sell the apartment for?
200 million. 20 million cash, and the rest after the deeds have been transferred. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
We're going to get married, you know. From now on, whatever we have is, so to speak, shared.
Yeah, I know that.
What are you worried about? We have to get married before we leave the country.
All right, so after we marry and we go abroad, we split everything 50-50. We still haven't done anything.
We'll start then. First, we'll go after the visa.
Yes? Well, well, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
I've come here to talk to Bita.
She's not here. But that doesn't matter. Come in anyway. I want to talk to you. Come in. She went out early this morning.
Didn't she say where she was going?
We try not to interfere in each other's business.
So what exactly do you do here?
I'll ask the questions and you answer them. Got it? I heard you like her now.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about marriage, too. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, you see, as her older brother, I have certain responsibilities toward her. I have to investigate you and find out about our future son-in-law. I know that you're not one to lie or anything, so tell me, how much are you worth?
I have more than enough to start a life.
Well, that's very good, so then why don't you get started?
Why? But do you want to get rid of her?
You watch what you say. She's my sister, you know, and I really watch over her.
You said you wanted to talk to me.
Oh, yeah. You know, this isn't a good place for a girl. It's where I do business. There are lots of comings and goings. Loads of bad apples come and go. You get the drift, don't you? Peep, peep, peep. Hello, my lovelies. Peep, peep, peep. Peep, peep.
Where on earth are you, Bita? What? Why in the graveyard?
Well, well, Haji sir. I can see you're really missing your son. No, what are you saying? This is just the beginning. Me? In the graveyard. If you want to speak to Saeed, why are you calling me? Huh. Well, he can't answer. Mr. Respectable, don't kid yourself. Who do you think Saeed will choose, me or you? So sit and wait and watch. I'll prove you wrong. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi.
Tell me, why have you come here?
I come here a lot. It calms me down.
Calms you down? In a graveyard?
Yeah. I sit and I talk to these guys. I open my heart up to them. I cry. These poor guys just listen. They don't moan or give me advice or even complain about it.
So from now on, whenever I lose you, I can come here and find you?
Yeah, I guess so. If you can't find me, search for me among these stones, and if I'm not there, then I'll be in one of these graves.
Enough. Let's go.
Where were you last night?
Sasan's place.
Will you go there again tonight?
Nah, just my luck, he went and sold it. From tomorrow, my auntie's leaving too.
You mean he sold it to your aunt?
Nobody knows what Sasan gets up to. I don't even know. When he bought it, now he's selling it. And his new place is small. Sit down. Bita, I really don't want you to go and stay with Behrouz. Okay?
Do you think I like going to that wreck of a house? Your father made me homeless.
It won't be for long. I'll sort it out.
The only solution is for me and you to go under the same roof.
God willing.
Your dad doesn't like me. How are you going to get some money?
I'll get some, whatever way possible.
Saba's catering service, can I help you? Hello? Hello? Are you dumb? Cat got your tongue? Just wait till I get my hands on you. Okay, I know what to do.
Who was that, Yavar?
Hello, miss.
Hello?
I don't know who it is. They keep calling and don't say anything. We've had prank callers before, you know. They used to blow on the phone, but this one doesn't say anything. He just breathes down the
phone. Okay,
then. Excuse me, Miss Saba. Sorry, but could you wait here for a couple of minutes while I go and deliver the order and come back?
But I don't know what to do, Yavar.
It's simple. Here's the price list and here's the phone. Now, when the phone rings, you take the call. When you get their order, you ask them for the customer code, and then we send their food to them.
All right.
Thank you very much, if you don't mind.
Yes. Certainly. Yes. Do you want drinks as well? Two drinks, of course. Will that be all? Your address? I'll send them for you. Can I help you?
Hello there, miss. I wanted a menu to order for our company some food. Go, go, go! Go, come on, go!
Mom, Mom! It's one of those guys.
What?
One of the guys who wanted to kidnap Hasti.
Mashrahim! Mashrahim!
Yes, miss?
Mashrahim, come here!
Yes, miss, what happened?
Check around. See if you see anyone suspicious.
Suspicious?
Mashrahim, go on, will you?
Okay.
You go upstairs with Hasti. Hurry up.
I'm on it, sir.
چشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره Thank you. تو امید منی اما داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دعا کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گرگه امون میده مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه منت عشق میریزم که برگردی به این خونه حسابش رفت از دستم شبایی رو که بیدارم شاید از گریه خوابم با نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دار تو از تو چشماشو یه لحظه